know if you're 4 feet. Are you 4 feet tall? Perfect. I'll let you know. Excellent. I need at least, well, I could use more helpers than this, but we can make do. Yeah. I'm kids helpers, but I appreciate your, you might need you too, you never know. Okay. Do you guys like nature? Cindy Lou's a kid at heart too. Yeah, I like nature, and one of the things that I like about nature is birds. I like to look for birds. Do you guys like birds? I thought you might be interested in hearing about two particular birds today. One is the biggest bird in North America, and there's his picture. He's not very pretty, and he is a California condor. And Greg's just going to go through the pictures however he feels like. And there, I can see over there too. Anyway, the California condor is known for his rarity because about 30 years ago, there were less than two dozen California condors alive in the whole world. And so people who cared about them went out and they actually captured every single one of them, and they took them to recovery centers in San Diego and Los Angeles, and they worked with them, and so now today there are about 450 condors in North America. And the other bird I wanted to tell you about is that one right there, and that one is the smallest bird in North America, and that's a calliope hummingbird. Now, you might not ever see a California condor. I don't know what that was. California condors don't live in Oregon. And actually, most of them live in Arizona, but they're still named California condors. And the calliope hummingbird, which is the smallest of all the hummingbirds in the world, and in the United States anyway, and he lives either up towards Canada in British Columbia and Alberta and then into Washington, and home comes down a little bit into Oregon in the summer when it's warm, but he likes to live up in the mountains. So we don't see them here very often, but when they go south for the winter and they fly down into Mexico and sometimes even as far as Belize. I know Teacher Margie knows where Belize is. And so they fly about 5,000 miles when they migrate. And in fact, one of the things I read about them is that when people were first studying the little hummingbirds, they thought they're too small to fly that far. So they must be hitching a ride on the back of a goose. That would be pretty interesting to see, wouldn't it? Well, anyway, what I need help with is a sort of a demonstration here, just so we can get an idea of how big these birds are. Who's 4 feet tall? Okay, I need you to come and hold this for me. Hold that and stand back over there where you were. And I need two more helpers. You take that one, and then somebody can take this one. All you have to do is hold it out there as far as it'll go. Thank you. Just if you step out like that far, that's how far that condor's wings reach when he's flying. They reach out about 9 feet, between 9 and 10 feet. And the reason I said I needed someone 4 feet tall is because that's about how tall a condor is. They weigh about 25 pounds. Now, let's see if I can find my other little pieces. Yep. Okay, do I have any helpers left? Huh. Here, you're not doing anything. Can you help? One or the other of you? Josie, you can help me. Take this and put it on your two fingers like that. Can you do that? Hold it up. Okay, that's how wide the wings are on the hummingbird. So is that a little bit different than the wings on the condor? And this is about how tall a hummingbird is. Hummingbird's about 3 inches tall, and he spreads his wings out about 4.5 inches. Now, as one other thing I thought you might be interested in is, well, hummingbirds build a little tiny nest, and they build it out of lichens and moss, and then they go get spider webs, and they wrap the spider webs around the outside of the nest to hold it all together, and they try to build it on a pine cone, right where a pine cone hooks onto the tree, and it almost looks like it is a pine cone, and they lay 2 little tiny white eggs in their nest, and it takes them about 2 weeks to hatch. Now the mama hummingbird has to do all the, she does all the work because the daddy doesn't stay to help out. On the condor, they can lay 1 egg every 2 years. Now they don't actually build a nest. They just find a kind of a crevice in the rock. Sometimes they put a few more rocks around it just to try and keep their eggs safe. Their eggs, just their eggs, weigh, here, hold this. You hold this. How about that? Can you tell anybody how heavy that is? Yes. It's about 8 ounces. 8 to 10 ounces is how much the egg of the condor weighs. Now I want to show you something else. One other thing. You can all have one of these.
Do you want me to collect this?
Yeah, whenever. Anybody else want to hold one of these? Actually, can keep them. Are those heavy? Is it heavy? Oh, sorry. Thank you. Is that heavy?
It's not so heavy.
What is it? Here you go. Do you guys know what that is that I just gave you? A penny. It's not heavy, is it? The penny weighs about the same as the calliope hummingbird. They hardly weigh anything, way less than an ounce. So not even the whole bird, hummingbird, weighs as much as the condor's egg. And one other thing that's interesting I thought about the eggs is when the condors lay the egg, they can only lay 1 egg every 2 years. And if something happens to that egg or the chick before it gets very big, if it's destroyed for some reason, they're able to lay a second egg that year. But if the first egg is okay, they don't lay a second egg. So that's why it's been very hard for the recovery people to help them recuperate. And then just one other thing is when they took all the 2 dozen condors into captivity to protect them, and eventually they started to release them out into the wild again. One thing they do is they don't let them see people feeding them. They feed them with puppets that look like condor parents. And so they're not imprinted on people at all. And then when they let them go out into the wild, they built some like transitional housing for them on the sides of a cliff and put them in from the backside. And then when they can see out the front, they can see all the land where they're going to end up living on their own. And the people that work with them call those things condorminiums. So anyway, it's been a big project, and it's still going on. Let's see, I thought there was, it seemed like there was one other thing I wanted to tell you, and I can't remember what it was. So anyway, I think that nature is just so interesting, and there are so many things to learn. It doesn't seem to matter how much you read. There's more out there to read, and you can go on your Google, California condor and calliope hummingbird and find much, much, much more information than what I told you today. So thank you for helping me by holding my ribbons. I appreciate that. And yeah, they're very good. You can keep the penny if you would like. Okay, let's thank Jesus for all the beautiful things he gives us in nature. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for nature and all the beautiful things you give us and the interesting things you give us and all the lessons we can learn. Bless us today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you. And be sure you get your baskets on the way back to your seats.